So let's continue with EFT clearing sequences on changing, releasing, clearing, and letting go of cellular memories that are negative around attracting success and abundance, letting go of programming, subconscious blocks that are in our mind that we really don't have much control over because they're in the subconscious part. They're running our lives, they control us, but we keep trying to control it with conscious mechanisms, conscious behaviors, and it's not working. So I understand many of you who are frustrated, but EFT, meridian tapping, has been the best tool I have found in my life, 20 years in the mental health field, the best tool to clear out the emotions, the events, the feelings that are blocking us. But this program is new in its target for the obvious subconscious blocks, really targeting and acknowledging that we all have blocks or else we'd be where we want to be. So the topic of this next sequence is going to be generational and ancestral beliefs about scarcity. Now, we already tapped on the mother side of the family, the father side of the family. This is just different enough wording that I think is very, very important. Okay? So, let's pick a target. Remember, we pick a target that's a feeling or an event or a symptom. We scale it from 0 to 10. How true does it feel? How strong does it feel inside of us? And then we do the tapping. So, how about this as our statement? I inherited scarcity feelings or beliefs or programs. I inherited scarcity programs from my ancestors. Say that out loud. I inherited scarcity programs and memories, very important about cellular memories, from my ancestors. So this means that we're covering some of the same ground as the father and mother and maternal sides of the family, but this is another angle. So when you say that out loud, and we're specifically talking about scarcity programs, how does that feel to you? Do you feel something in your body? Does it feel tight or tense? Some people have difficulty tracking their emotions, but they can really get the physiological response inside of them. See if you can write down a number on the 0 to 10 point scale. 10 would be, oh, that's totally true. I know it in my bones. All these scarcity programs, because some of you really believe and know and feel that you've got programs running in the background that aren't yours. You know they weren't yours. We all know that about many programs. We'll start with the karate chop point again. Even though I inherited scarcity programs and memories from my ancestors, repeat after me, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I inherited programs and memories about scarcity from my ancestors, I accept who I am, even though I have these programs. Even though I inherited ancestral beliefs about scarcity, we all do, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Go to the eyebrow point. All these scarcity programs in my subconscious mind. Side of the eye. I inherited them from my ancestors. Under the eye, I didn't realize that scarcity is a program. Under the nose, I didn't realize that scarcity is a cellular memory. Chin, but it is. Collarbone, and if scarcity is a memory and a program, under the arm point, that means I can change it. Top of the head, even though I inherited these scarcity programs, I can change them. Go right back to the eyebrow. I inherited programs and cellular memories of scarcity from my ancestors. Side of the eye. We all did because that's how it works. Under the eye, I inherited so many cellular memories about lack and scarcity from my ancestors. Under the nose, and they've been really weighing me down. Chin, all these old cellular memories that have been operating in the background. Collarbone, these cellular memories have been running the show. Under the arm, these cellular memories and scarcity programs from my ancestors. Top of the head, have been running the show in my abundance life. Good. Take a deep breath. Taking the deep breath seems to continue moving the energy along these meridian pathways. It keeps processing it for you. So say the sentence again. I inherited scarcity programs and memories from my ancestors. Does it feel any lighter? Does it feel any different? Does it feel worse, more true? Sometimes, if our issues appear to feel worse to us, it just means we've nailed it on the head and we need more work. Our entire family has scarcity programming. Our generations, our ancestors, and we want to release that. My entire family has had negative cellular memories about money and success for generations. There's another good one. Say that one out loud. My family has had negative cellular memories about money and success for generations. How true does that feel? 0 to 10. And we'll do more tapping. Karate chop point. Even though my family has had these negative cellular memories about money and success for generations, I choose to release them now. Even though my family has held on to negative cellular memories about money and success, I choose to let them go. Even though these old ancestral beliefs around money and success have been working on me, I choose to change them now. Eyebrow, these old ancestral beliefs about money and success. Side of the eye, generations of scarcity programming. Under the eye, decades and years and centuries of scarcity programming and cellular memories from my ancestors. Under the nose, they've been very powerful. Chin, they've been a part of my DNA. Collarbone, and I'm almost ready to let them go. Under the arm, first I want to acknowledge that my mind thought they were reasonable. Top of the head, I want to acknowledge that my subconscious mind thought it was protecting me. Eyebrow, thank you, subconscious mind. Side of the eye, for protecting me with generations of ancestral beliefs. Under the eye, I'm ready to replace the old beliefs about scarcity. Under the nose, with new beliefs about abundance, chin, and financial health. Collarbone, I love financial success. Under the arm, just because they didn't. Top of the head, doesn't mean I can't change or replace this programming. Eyebrow, I am releasing the old cellular memories about money right now. Side of the eye, I am releasing the cellular memories around success as I tap. Under the eye, I feel lighter already. Under the nose, I am releasing those old beliefs around success and money. Chin, I'm releasing the beliefs that didn't serve me. Collarbone, because I have new beliefs that are going to work even better for me. Under the arm, I choose to find new and more positive results. Top of the head, I love the new feelings of abundance in my body, mind, and spirit. Good, take a deep breath. Wonderful. And again, as with the other sequences, you can do this one repeatedly. If it really feels strong to you, I recommend doing it again and continue clearing. There are probably many, many scarcity programs and cellular memories from both sides of our families and from generations and all our ancestors. And they gave them to us because that's what they do. That's normal. That's what happens. And now we are making a decision to leave them, bless them, and let them go.